Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The second baseman, Larvell Blanks. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jackie Brown. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting sixth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Batting 8th. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting 9th. The third baseman, Jack Hydman. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Augustine. And now, play ball. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field. Joshua picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Joshua. Kuiper moves to second. Larvell Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Kuiper moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kuiper tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kuiper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joshua for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a line drive into left field. Lascano picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lascano. Bell moves to third. Fosse moves to second. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is walked intentionally. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy bunts towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Duffy for the out. Bell scores. Fossey moves to third. Pruitt moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo strikes out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lizcano. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kuiper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hegan who is chasing the ball. Blanks reaches third base with a triple. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blanks scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning moves to third. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heidman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman strikes out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-1 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Duffy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Augustine covering, for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Blanks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hegan. Blanks reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Manning bunts between the mound and first base. Augustine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. Blanks moves to third. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Broberg now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lascano strikes out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards second base. Blanks makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Blanks. Carbo moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carbo scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hydman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hydman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pruitt strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-2 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yount moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to third. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Broberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Manning is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Smith now playing left field. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Johnson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fossey takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Ron Pruitt. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing right field. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moore strikes out. One out. Bill Sharp pinch hits for Jack Hydeman. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Gorman Thomas pinch hits for Von Joshua. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Sharp moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Sharp moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Tom Buskey now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott is hit by the pitch. Sharp scores. Thomas moves to third. Yount moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Hank Aaron pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron takes first base on ball four. Thomas scores. Yount moves to third. Scott moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Brewers, 3. Don Hood now pitching. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lascano hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gorman Thomas now playing center field. Hank Aaron now playing left field. Sixto Lascano now playing right field. Tim Johnson now playing third BA. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Blanks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Kuiper moves to third. Blanks moves to second. Bill Castro now pitching. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bell bunts towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutherland covering, for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fossey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Fossey moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fossey moves to third. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Yount bunts in front of the plate. Fossey fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Jim Kern now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.